Before I went to Paris, I thought our lives would be extremely different. In Paris, there are busy cafes, the Eiffel Tower, and history, lots of it. While in Indianapolis, there is the State Fair and the Indy 500. When I actually got to Paris, I was surprised at the similarities to Indianapolis. Paris's northeast suburbs are diverse places where people are proud of their heritage. There were people with skin color closer to mine and very few white faces. Y Press spoke with many young people about the effects that the riots have had on them and their community, but they shared much more. They talked openly about the discrimination they face daily. 17-year-old Wilhelm Birba Anin from the French West Indies says prejudice is still commonplace among Paris citizens.
I was in the subways and I pushed somebody and I apologized. And it was an old man and he said that I have to go back in Africa. What really shocked me is that the people who were there didn't do anything. They don't even react.
Divine Asinga, a 14-year-old girl who lives in Villa Labelle, a Paris suburb, told me that black people are undervalued because of past and present stereotype. They are seen as athletes, dancers, and rappers, and nothing more. 19-year-old Yannick Honore from the French suburb Sartrouville says the French government likes to close its eyes to the problems of discrimination.
At this moment, it's the French political system that's the problem. I want them to be in their place. I want help on the all people have equality.
Unfortunately, none of these stories surprise me. In the U.S., minorities still struggle with discriminatory stereotypes and attitudes. Although we have come a long way since the Civil Rights Movement beginning in 1955, America, like France, still has a way to go until all people are truly created equal. For Y Press, I'm Joy Officer.